What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. Here it is Tuesday, October 15th. We're halfway through the month. We're heading toward Halloween. And Claire's actually keeping me company today as we do the broadcast. So that's very, very pleasant as well here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. Before I get into the news, though, a couple of public shout-outs here because yes, we get a lot of donations, for which we're all very grateful. But lately, we have people who are sending us clothing, heavy winter clothing. And one of our listeners sent me these T-shirts, like this old guy's rule. But the best one arrived this morning, and it's two very heavy lined winter jackets, which we're definitely going to need here to get through this first winter. So thanks to everybody who understands that coming from Hawaii to Indiana, there's a certain thermal coefficient shock that kind of goes along with that. All right, I want to talk a little bit about this impeachment process. Frankly, from where I'm sitting, it feels like it's falling apart. And the Democrats are definitely losing the narrative. So right now, Adam Schiff is out there saying that the public has no right to observe the impeachment inquiry. It's none of your business. So it would allow Republicans to fabricate testimony. Now, that's not what's going on. The case is falling apart. They don't have an impeachable offense. Nancy Pelosi is saying they do not need a vote in the House of Representatives to conduct the impeachment inquiry. They're just charging right ahead, you know, to get the Donald. We've got to get Donald. He says. Now, the Constitution sets a very high bar for the impeachment and removal of a president, and you're not allowed to do it just because you don't like the guy. So, apparently, immediately following his outburst about no right to observe the impeachment inquiry, Schiff threw Representative Matt Gaetz, kicked him out of the inquiry hearing, saying he's not really on any of the relevant committees here. He doesn't need to be here. And, of course, Matt is out there saying, what are the Democrats so afraid of? And I think the answer is becoming obvious. This is not playing well with the American people. The American people are saying this is just an attack on the president. This is an attack on POTUS. And now Adam Schiff is out there saying that Congress may not need to interview the whistleblower after all. They're just going to have him write down, you know, what he says. And they're saying we've got this other data that we can use to go on in there and, you know, we have to protect the identity of the whistleblower, which is not how it's normally done. When people blow the whistle on government wrongdoing, their names become famous. Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, so forth and so on. But what we're looking at here is this process right out of a third world country of secret trials, secret witnesses, secret proceedings. It's a star chamber. It's no longer the House of Representatives. It's the star chamber brought back to life. And they seem to be in a bit of a race to try and get Trump before some of the indictments over Spygate come on out. And that's what's spooking them. So it's a race. The race, dueling indictment. Ding, 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 ding. No, we're going to arrest you first. No, we're going to arrest you first here. Now, story that came on out from One American News Network, where President Trump is threatening to sue Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi over the impeachment. He's obviously ticked off, and he has every right to be. But if anybody from the White House is listening to this broadcast, this would be a bad move. Right now, Pelosi and Schiff are seen as the bad people, ones who are wasting everybody's time, effort, energy, and money on this ridiculous so-called impeachment process. If Trump sues them, they will exploit that to regain their victim status. Oh, Trump is, he's just picking on us. He's being evil. Don't give them the opportunity. Don't open that door for them. And of course, the other stuff that's coming on out has to do with Joe Biden and behavior of his very rich family here. Apparently, D.C.'s Atlantic Council was raking in funding from Hunter Biden's corruption-stained employer while courting Joe Biden as vice president. And this was all this arrangement between the Atlantic Council and Burisma. And it's just one dubious deal out of many that's been coming out of a D.C. think tank that's a clearinghouse for legal corruption. That's what they're doing there over in Washington, D.C. We want to engage in corruption. How do we make it legal so we don't go to jail? Now, interestingly enough, there's a video that's out there. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Hunter Biden admits on video that he would not have been on the Burisma board except Joe Biden's position as vice president. Classic nepotism. Here's another one that people need to pay attention to. Apparently, Hunter Biden was a paid consultant to MBNA starting at age 31. And he got that job just as his father, Joe Biden, was pushing legislation to promote the credit card industry. So this is how politics works in D.C., and it's all incredibly corrupt. Now, Hunter Biden is trying to do some damage control, show some contrition. And so he's released a statement that he is now going to step down from this Chinese-backed private equity firm, but he's going to hang on to the money anyway. Apparently, Hunter made the deal during a trip to China with his father on Air Force Two. Now, for those who don't get that reference here, Air Force One is the aircraft carrying the President of the United States of America. Air Force Two is the designation for the aircraft carrying the vice president. And, yeah, they flew to China on official business, apparently. Joe Biden as the vice president. While he was there, Hunter Biden, you know, got this sweetheart deal here. Okay, another article here. Everybody's talking about 2020 and what's going on. There's a story out there now saying that polls are showing that if Michelle Obama were to step into the Democratic race right now, she would lead in the polls. But after seeing the way that Fox News mis-sampled their last poll, I'm not sure I'm going to believe that. She'd be a terrible president. She'd be worse than her husband. She doesn't have the skill set. At least with Hillary, you know, she had been a lawyer. She had some background. What's Michelle done other than stand on camera and look good? So anyway, in this story that came out of Reuters, Biden's backers are starting to get very, very nervous that Biden is not holding his own in these debates over these corruption scandals. And they're describing him as bringing a knife to a gunfight. This is from John Morgan, a Florida trial lawyer, and one of the leading fundraisers for Biden. But they're losing confidence in him. I'm sure a lot of them are turning toward, a lot of people are still saying, Elizabeth Warren could be the nominee. I don't see how that could happen. I don't see how that could happen. Now, the real surprise here is that Michael Bloomberg has reversed his previous decision not to run for president. And he's basically said that in light of Joe Biden's suddenly being neck and neck in the polls against Elizabeth Warren, that he may step back into the crowded field. Now, wouldn't that shake everything up? I'm not a big Bloomberg fan, but at least he knows how to do the job, knows the machinery. And I got to be very honest, I would probably support Bloomberg over Trump at this point. Trump has become such a disappointment. Now, of course, if Hillary comes back on in and becomes the nominee, I'm going to have to support Trump. I absolutely do not want Hillary there in that White House. All righty, another article. John Brennan is desperate. He knows he's going to be indicted. Now, yesterday we were reporting on this claim that the Inspector General report would be released this Friday, and we were all going to find out to what extent we've all been lied to. Well, apparently not. They're saying there's going to be a delay because classifications are being made. In other words, this report of the Inspector General, they're already redacting parts of it that they don't think you, the American people, should be seeing. You might get upset at how the politicians have been behaving. I know I certainly am. Project Veritas has scored big. They're out with these hidden camera videos that were made by this very, very brave CNN insider. Carrie Poach, who works at CNN's Washington, D.C. bureau, basically wore this camera around, a hidden camera, and recorded the bias. Jeff Zucker's got a personal vendetta against Trump. And the current video is out in two parts, both of which are linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And the CNN leadership and staffers reveal their true sentiments. They're all hardcore liberals. They're already picking their favorite candidates even before the debates happen. They don't care what's said in the debates. I want this one. They look good. They support trainee rights and so forth and so on. And this has led to this article from Activist Post, which I think has a title that says it all. The Rise and Fall of CNN, the Most Busted Name in News. Okay. Now, over at Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson has gone public admitting he was hired to investigate Trump in the fall of 2015, a year before the election actually happened. He's also claiming that all the memos generated from the Steele dossier given directly to Barack Obama. So, nasty business there. All right, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. Steve in West Virginia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there? Oh, there you are.
Yes, Mike, can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Yeah. Okay. Yesterday you were talking about we may not have enough gold to go to a gold standard.
Yes.
Well, according to Jim Records, all we have to do is adjust the price, adjust the value.
Yeah.
So, if you know, if gold is $2,500 an ounce, then we have enough, or whatever it may be, $4,000 an ounce.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: Bob Moriarty had a good article a while back on his 321 site, where it says 9 out of 10 Americans have never even held a gold coin in their hands. So most people are not interested in gold. It's not going to. You know, it's not like when we were attached to gold, when the dollar was attached to gold. So I don't think it makes that much of a difference what the price is.
Well, you know, what they would have to do is if they're going to inflate the price like that, then we're going to see a return to literally gold chips embedded in plastic cards. Otherwise, you're going to be losing this stuff all over the ground.
Yeah, that we could happen, yeah. The other thing I want to ask you about is, I'm sure you're familiar with Deagle.com, like a military contractor site and has projections on population and stuff. Are you familiar with that?
I'm actually not, but I'm going to take a look.
Deagle.com. And the reason I bring it up is because if you look at the population projections for, I don't know, 20 countries, including the United States, it projects us to only have 99 million people by the year 2025.
So where are those two-thirds surplus going to go? Are they going to be killed up in the world war? Is somebody planning an artificial pandemic? I mean, that's a huge, huge population reduction. And I know it's exactly in line with what the Georgia Guidestones are saying.
Yeah, but it's mostly the United States. So if you wanted to reduce the population, the best place to reduce it would be in China or India, because there's too many people crammed in both places there. So
yes,
you know, why would you? I mean, what do you think about that? Why is that number like that?
I think it's because, you know, that part of the globalist agenda is a redistribution of wealth. And certainly that's been part of the agenda behind the global warming cult, where they're out there with all these Paris Accords saying that all the rich countries, the countries who have built factories, who have, you know, built infrastructure, that we have to somehow, like, divide that all up and send it over to these third world countries where they haven't done the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you look at where all the pollution and everything, I mean, I've been to India twice, and it's just a filthy
yes.
place. I mean, nice people,
mm-hmm.
but it is an absolutely filthy, filthy place. And
yeah.
I would think, you know, if you wanted to reduce the population anywhere, that might be the place. But, I mean, I just wanted to hear what you maybe thought about it. But anyways... So that was just my question.
Well, you know, there are unfortunately a, shall we say, class of human beings who think that they are somehow above the rest of the human race and have an intrinsic right to make these kinds of decisions on behalf of, you know, the whole human population. George Soros is one of them. Know that, you know, Henry Kissinger was another one with that National Security Study 200 that he did, you know, and this idea that, you know, America as a policy should be covertly sterilizing women in these African nations where those indigenous people were just using up all those natural resources coveted by American corporations. And Richard Nixon did, in fact, adopt it as national policy for a while. There were several embarrassments when tetanus shots being given out by the World Health Organization were found to be tainted with a drug that sterilized women. And mm-hmm. Gerald Ford, when he came into office and he saw that, and he was kind of horrified, and he ended the policy. But who knows if it's been continued since then, because there continue to be these stories coming out of these third world countries about scientific groups looking at the actual content of these vaccines and discovering that there's more in there than anybody's being told.
Absolutely. I got one last thing, Mike. If you're looking at some of these stories, whether it be on Yahoo, the New York Times, any of these stories, where they allow comments in specific regard to the, you know, us exiting Syria, I'm noticing that a lot of comments, I mean, an overwhelming majority of them.
All right, listen, Steve,
to be from people.
Steve,
yeah.
Stay on the line. I'm going to hold you over
okay.
because we're out of time. We got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Steve in West Virginia. And Steve, when we went to commercial break, you were talking about how the corporate media is reporting on what's going on over in Syria. And I think the reason for that is very, very simple. They're still trying to find a way to make it look like Donald Trump did something really bad. And unfortunately, Trump handed them a little bit of ammunition in that he misjudged Erdogan. From where I sit, I am pretty sure Donald Trump thought he could start pulling the troops out of Syria, thereby keeping a campaign promise, looking good to the American voters, and that would be the end of the story. And it spun out of control. And so I think, yeah.
So let me reframe my question real quick. If you read these stories, Mike, where they allow commenters, an overwhelming majority are saying, oh, we need to stay in there, we need to stay in there. But if you talk to any person on the street, they say, we need to get out, we need to get out. Here's my question. Are these people that are pro staying in there, are these paid trolls? Are these paid people?
They're either paid trolls or they're automated systems. I mean, they've now developed automated systems that will load up news stories with comments that look like they're written by ordinary people. to try and get the herd instinct working and saying, you know,
yes
5,000 people say we need to go back into Syria, and then your average American just says, well, you know, if they all think it's the right thing to do, then I guess it's the right thing to do.
Yes, I agree 100%. Mike, they're done, though. Once Russia fills the gap and Turkey, it's over. They're not going to be able to get back in there. So it's a good thing. Thank you, Mike. Yep. Have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Chance in West Virginia. Aloha, Chance. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I have to respectably disagree with you. I think Trump should sue these disgusting degenerates and stop playing patty cake with them. It's way past time. Nobody's been convicted or has been sent to jail. I think he should put on the gloves now and sue them, I think.
I wish he'd put on the presidential brass knuckles, but here's a practical question. On what grounds can he actually file a lawsuit against Pelosi and Schiff? Just because they don't like him? I don't think that's going to stand up in court. So far, neither Pelosi nor Schiff have committed an actionable offense, although Pelosi's discarding of due process by saying that the House does not even need to hold a vote on holding an impeachment inquiry. That's certainly going to put a tremendous strain on here. But I think that Trump needs to avoid letting Pelosi and Schiff recover the victim status, because they've lost it.
I'm no big Trump fan after being disappointed by him. But let's face it, they're making false accusations. I would like to see him sue them. I really would. Well, that's just my opinion, Michael.
Well, that's okay. That's why we have talk radio, so people can get their opinions out there. But from a political, strategic point of view, I think it would be a mistake for Trump to do that. Not that Schiff and Pelosi don't deserve it, okay, but they'll use it against him, and I think that's a bad thing. Anyway, so thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443, and getting on back to the situation that is devolving, if you will, over in Turkey and Syria, Trump, of course, has declared more sanctions. That's his knee-jerk reaction to the fact that, Erdogan called his bluff. And so he's out there saying the Treasury is ready to go. Sanctions for Turkey may be coming. Well, so far the response from Turkey is, big deal. You've sanctioned everybody on the planet. We're all still here. The other issue is, of course, the fact that Turkey is sitting on 50, that's 50, U.S. tactical nuclear warheads as part of their arrangement with NATO. And so the question is, can Turkey do anything with those? Or if Syria were to capture the encircling base, would they do something with it? So we'd have to know about that. All right, we're going to start a phone call here with Dee in Minnesota. And Dee, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. So what's on your mind?
Quite a bit. This whole business with Turkey and Syria, for a start. Looks
yes.
like the Kurds are aligning with Assad, like I said they might a week ago.
Yes.
Looks like that's happening. I don't know. It looks like it's... How do you sanction a NATO ally, for one?
See, that's the problem. And even
and
worse,
for two, why
how
aren't
do you
we
justify
getting our nukes
a war?
Out?
Well, that's going to be the trick. You know, what's the United States going to do?
There.
Invade... No, we can't. What's the U.S. going to do? Invade a NATO ally to recover their weapons? Anyway, listen, Dean,
yeah.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant 'em anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dee in Minnesota, and we're talking about the situation in Syria, which is, as I was concerned was going to happen, is starting to spin a little bit out of control. The Kurds are now on the side with Assad. The Russians are coming on in, and it's a mess. And you know, I know that Trump wanted to do good. He wanted to bring the soldiers home, but he misread Erdogan's response. I think Trump thought that he was just going to bring all the soldiers home, and Turkey would just stay right where it was. That didn't work.
No, it didn't. And I don't know, ever since that coup, Erdogan's gone living la vida loca or something. He's just gone loopy or yumpy or something. He's just gone off the chain. I don't know. But I still think it was a good idea to get out. We need to get the nukes out, stop giving them to other countries.
Yes.
And I want to feel sorry for the Kurds. And a part of me does. But if you're dumb enough to trust this government, as many allies as we've messed around with,
yes,
you kind of had to expect what was coming. I mean, if you're that dumb, after all this recent history, to do it, to trust them, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry
The Kurds, you know, the Kurds are feeling betrayed. They're feeling that Trump stabbed them in the back, and in a very real way, he did exactly that.
I'm sure the Iraqi Kurds felt like that. The Shia in Iraq felt like that. Saddam felt like that. Gaddafi felt like that. I mean, our credibility shot, but it wasn't this. Our credit, that ship sailed years and years ago, I'm afraid. It's too late now.
Yeah, I would agree.
Now all we have to do is just, I mean, we're just going to have to watch events play out and see what happens. There's not much else we can do about it now.
No, but you're absolutely right. Those nuclear weapons are kind of critical, especially if Erdogan is able to crack the access code and demonstrate that it can detonate one of those warheads. I mean, that changes the dynamic of the entire region.
Well, what's even scarier is you've got ISIS prisoners running around.
Yes.
What if one of them got a hold of it? I mean, that's scarier even still.
I tend to think that ISIS lacks the technical skills to crack into, you know, the arming system of the nuclear warhead. It all depends on what kind of weapon it is. I mean, for a while they were experimenting with something that was called a single-point detonation warhead, which would be very, very easy to set off. Are these, in fact, uranium fission bombs? Are they plutonium bombs?
We
considering
don't know.
That they're, well, they're described as tactical weapons, which means low yield.
And also, one final thing. Sorry. One final thing to that gym guy who called.
Yeah.
And this depopulation business. I ran into one of those people at Occupy Wall Street. I got one question for you, Jim. If you want to depopulate anybody, do you want to set the example and start with yourself? If you don't, shut up.
Well,
I really get angry when I hear that stuff. It bothers me. It's people playing God. That scares me.
Well, I agree with you on that last part of it, but Jim wasn't pushing the depopulation agenda. He was pointing out where, for some reason, whoever is pushing depopulation seems rather obsessed with the United States. And
I think they want the whole world, but they'll take the United States.
Well, you know, again, they're, you know, you've got whoever's behind the Georgia Guidestones. They think there are too many human beings on the planet. And they're right. There are. And that's because sex is a lot more fun than dying.
More fun than dying. And it's not our place to play God and depopulate. I'm sorry, but he is up there. It's not our job. Let him do it.
Well, sooner or later, he may evolve, a new virus that just comes and takes care of the job for us. Or, you know, again, somebody could start setting off nuclear bombs and we could all die of radiation sickness. I mean, there's all kinds of
things.
Actually, we're going to see mass famine on this planet over the next
probably
several years.
Probably if the economy goes down and these winter growing seasons get short. Like they have been, I don't doubt it.
Well, we can start eating the tourists.
I mean, it'll start with the third worlders because they really don't have a lot of resources. And I don't like seeing any of that stuff. I want people to live and enjoy life.
Yes.
You know,
I
they have the right to do that. I'm sorry to have been so harsh, but over that population, depopulation stuff really irritates me. I don't tolerate it, period.
Well, you know, again, I'm in agreement with you. If you really feel there are too many people on this planet, there's a very tall building right there that you can walk off the top
and
try and hit a central banker on the way down.
Yeah, at least take one of the central bankers with you, but start with yourself. Like I said, I saw one of them at Occupy Wall Street, and what I just said to Jim, I said to him the exact same thing.
I'm sorry
to be hurt and blush, but harsh and blunt, but no.
No,
thanks
I'm in,
for taking
I'm,
my
I'm
time.
In agreement. too many people are think that they have this right to play God with the rest of the human population. Anyway, Dee, we're going to let you go. The phone lines are loading
up, Michael.
And we're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yeah, we're depopulating and we're replacing with illegal invaders. What I wanted to talk about was the situation in Syria. I think the last caller said that now the Kurds are aligned with Assad?
Yes.
Well, if you ask me, I think it all works out pretty good because, you know, that's what should have been going on all along instead of us getting into meddling around with Assad.
I agree.
So, you know, now the Kurds are there, and maybe they might get something out of it from Assad, but the United States never had anything to give them anyway because they were violating the sovereignty of Syria in the first place.
You've nailed it right on the head. So, that's exactly what was going on.
Yeah, so I think it does help Trump out on a domestic level.
Yes.
Because we should have never been there. And I think Russia will end up driving Turkey out because Turkey is just a capitalist. They capitalize on anyone they can, whether it be, you know, Greece and those little islands over there or whatever. So I think in the end it's going to work out. And in the end it may even help the Kurds. I mean, I see no reason why we should have any real affliction for the Kurds. Because if that's what we wanted to have, I mean, we didn't go there in the first place to give the Kurds some land. We went there to create havoc on Assad for Israel. So now the
yes.
Kurds might actually end up getting a little piece of territory they can live on, mind their own business or whatever. And,
yep.
You know, it would have been different. If that would have been the game plan anyway, of course, we could have done what we do everywhere else, just supply the Kurds with weapons. And we wouldn't have had to go there at all. And look like an international fool by violating a sovereign nation's territory. So I think it will work out. I think it's going to take a little bit of time, but thank God that Putin has a very mediating personality, and he's been really. I don't see how he could avoid the Nobel Peace Prize because the 16-year-old from Sweden shouldn't even. Anybody that would consider that would, I don't know, be a Democratic congressman, I guess. Anyway, Michael,
well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, there's no question that the Peace Prize has been heavily politicized throughout the years. And it's a shame. I'm sure that Alfred Nobel would be appalled at the way the Nobel Peace Prize Committee just sort of hands these things out as political, you know, dressing.
Yeah, definitely. And, well, after Obama won it, after starting two or three wars, I mean, like you said, it was really made a mockery. So hopefully we'll get, I don't know, how do we get some deserving people back and get rid of this chaos and corruption that's just infiltrated the globe, it seems like. So anyway,
that,
Michael,
of course, is that of course is the question. And again,
yeah.
I see the United States as edging closer and closer to a Soviet Union-style collapse. And we as the American people, we need to be ready to take advantage of that. We need to regain our moral compasses so that we know what's right and wrong and not let all this LGBTQ nonsense try and sell us this idea that, hey, whatever you want to do to yourself or especially to your kid, it's okay. It's all permissible. And I think it was Rush Limbaugh who said that what Barack Obama's real advantage was, I'm sorry, I'm Bill Clinton's real advantage was that he made us comfortable with our own weaknesses and failings. And that's not what we need in a leader.
Exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, the people, they're coming around slowly but surely, and I agree with you. I think it's going to be a Soviet-style peaceful self-collapse where people are just going to recognize this is no longer functional, and we're going to have to put something in here that works.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, Miles, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to switch over to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Donald Trump should be impeached for stupidity and being so damn naive. He trusted the president of Turkey. He made that phone call to the president of Ukraine, and he was told not to. John Bolton, who he hired and fired, and now John Bolton is out for blood. And also,
yes,
he trusted his friend Giuliani, and Giuliani is making a fool out of Donald Trump. And he probably will be the reason why Trump might be ousted or not reelected.
Entirely possible here. It's a tough call to make right now. But again, I'm a strict constitutionalist, and you're not allowed to impeach a president just because you don't like him. And this idea of secret hearings and secret trials, and Adam Schiff saying that we, the American people, don't have a right to peek behind the doors and see what's going on in the Star Chamber, because that's exactly what they've created, a Star Chamber. And they're going to
I was going to say, I agree with that part of it, but you have to ask yourself, John Bolton, why would you hire him to begin with? And Rudy Giuliani, granted, that's your friend, but you don't let your friends take advantage of you.
Well, you shouldn't, but again, with the case of John Bolton, I think that was a political payback to Sheldon Adelson.
And how did that turn out?
Well, didn't work out all that well. But, you know, Trump right now is convinced that Bolton is one of the primary sources for all this leaking misinformation about what happened in Ukraine. And the thing is, the way they're conducting the inquiry in the House of Representatives, we're not going to get the facts. We're getting a collection of rumors. We're getting a bunch of statements from witnesses who are not even going to appear in person.
Right, right. Well, Michael, look at a big picture, though. If you were president, would you hire people that you don't feel comfortable with, or would you just get rid of people to make sure no one is going to try and backstab you?
Well, I think when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, something that ought to be considered is a single-term presidency, because a first-term president is too easily manipulated by their concern that they want to run for a second term. So let's make it a 6 or 8 year term. That's all you get. Okay.
Right.
So when you come on into the Oval Office, forget about political favors, forget about the fundraising. You're not going to get it. You're not going to need it, because you're not going to be running again.
I would agree with that. And finally, as far as Hunter Biden, I was against that deal to begin with. I was very, very, very suspicious of that. But also, you have to look at the Trump's children. They're making money, and I don't agree with that either.
Well, the question is how much corruption was involved. And, you know, Hunter is now out there on the public record saying that he got all these sweetheart deals because Daddy was the VP.
Well, look at the Trump's kids, especially the son-in-law.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know,
yeah, they're exploiting their positions here. And the one who doesn't really need to, as far as I can tell, is Ivanka. That
right,
she
right.
is, in fact, she's a smart cookie. They ought to be running her for the White House or for Congress instead of Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, I would agree with that. But the thing with the daughter, she's smart, but she has a very crooked husband.
Yes.
So, well, Michael, I'm going to let you go on that note. You take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are free, 800-313-9443. So basically, as of today, the Syrian army is taking control of key positions in SDF-held areas. Now, SDF stands for the Syrian Democratic Forces. They used to be allied with and supported by the United States. They're anti-Assad. And so apparently some arrangement has been made where the Syrian Arab Army for the government of Syria is now basically entering these areas. And there was a deal that was made. Now, they haven't revealed the details of the deal made between the SDF and Damascus, but it looks like the SDF may switch sides. Wouldn't that be a huge embarrassment? All righty, over in Yemen, the Saudi government and the separatist forces have reached an agreement regarding a power-sharing deal involving the port city of Aden, which is also the nation's capital. So it looks like they're trying to settle things down over there. That's been an absolute disaster. The fact that we're even involved in that at all is a mark of shame on our country's history. And everyone talks about Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen. It was never Saudi Arabia's war. It was the U.S. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And to sort of recap the history of Yemen, you need to understand all of these countries that the United States has covertly gone into and overthrown the legitimate elected government. They did it in Iran in 1953. They did it in Chile in 1973. And that's the way they like to operate. And they did it to Yemen several years ago. But the people of Yemen did not want to be ruled by a government that worked for a foreign power. I think all of us listening to this broadcast can understand that feeling. And so they basically, the people of Yemen, the Houthis, kicked out that puppet regime, and the U.S. wanted to force it back in there, but were aware of this growing discontent with wars in the American people. So they went to their good buddies, Saudi Arabia, and said, we're going to give you a bunch of money and weapons and stuff, and you're going to claim that this is your war. Except nobody's fooled by that. All right, let's take another phone call. Slim in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to switch topics here. I know I've been hearing a lot of the topics, but right now the number one topic that I have, maybe it's a biased opinion, is I'm not sure if anybody's heard of it, but there's over 100 to 114 fires that have been set in Lebanon in the last 24
yeah.
hours.
And I hadn't heard obviously, the exact number, but, you know.
Sorry, go ahead.
I said I hadn't heard the exact number, and, you know, sabotage, yes. Act of war, yes. Or maybe they've got the Santa Ana winds and PG&E on the ground there in Lebanon. But we know that Israel has certainly been gunning for Lebanon. They want Hezbollah out of there. And Netanyahu right now is desperate to cling to power, or else he's going to go to jail for his corruption charges.
Yeah, you know, I own a business here, and unfortunately, you know, I listen to you all the time. I don't have time to call. Even at this moment, I have to make this call as short as I can. But okay. I went to Lebanon last year, about a year ago today, and mm-hmm. I've seen some things that I've been wanting to tell you about and this, that basically Lebanon is being killed from within. Already. They're already killing us from within. We have the highest amount of cancer in the world per capita. Our garbage level is at a ridiculous amount. There's garbage everywhere, and the air quality is disgusting. And my uncle is also one of my family members that has been touched by cancer, and luckily he's on the up and up, thankfully. But I mean, that's another side point. The point is what I'm trying to say, and is that they don't have to invade Lebanon to kill us. They're already killing us, right? And these fires here are just like sort of a compucosm of what's been happening. And the fact that you know that the media right now is worried about impeachment and this and all these other topics, stuff that honestly, yeah. I mean, no offense. Oh, sorry, I hear your music going on.
Yeah, why don't you stay on the line, and we're going to hold you through the station identification break, so don't hang up.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.